mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Faweza celebrates 30 years of service. Government gives 14 hectares of land to COMESA. In international headlines, massive numbers killed by gunmen in latest Nigeria attack. And in sports, Chakawa reviews target ahead of Run United's clash. And other news in detail. The Ministry of Education has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening partnerships aimed at expanding access to quality education for all learners. Speaking during Faweza's 30 years anniversary celebration, Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary Kelvin Mambwe commended the collaboration between the government and the Forum for the African Women Educationalists in Zambia, Faweza, describing it as a partnership anchored on the shared vision of ensuring that every child, regardless of gender or socio-economic background, has access to quality education. Mr. Mambwe says collaborations with Faweza have reinforced national education priorities and contributed significantly to global commitments including Sustainable Development Goal 4 and Sustainable Development Goal number 5.
Your government has therefore taken deliberate steps of course in collaboration with cooperating partners such as yourselves, Faweza, and others who may be here to address this challenge by supporting initiatives that provide sanitary products to vulnerable learners, strengthening water, sanitation, and hygiene facilities in schools, and promoting awareness on mental health and dignity for the child. These interventions are helping to ensure that no girl is forced to miss school because of a natural biological process. We are encouraged that partners such as Faweza and others continue to complement government efforts through mentorship programs, advocacy, and the promotion of safe and gender-responsive learning environments.
And Faweza has announced the recruitment of a third cohort of beneficiaries under its education support program, targeting about 800 learners across the country. Faweza Executive Director Constant Kanchele says the initiative aims to create opportunities for young people who aspire to pursue science, technology, engineering and mathematics STEM courses but did not initially meet university entry requirements.
We also want to continue contributing to retention and impact of education by rolling out robust psychological support initiatives with a myriad number of power models. Because we know that a student, despite having major financial constraints, they can still drop out if they are not supported socially. So we have a number of models that we are going to roll out in the institutions that we are working with. We have, for example, Stemnet. Let's go to Kikambe here, because that's something that we understand.
Meanwhile, Faweza Africa Executive Director Martha Muwezi noted that sustained investments in girls' education over the past three decades have produced visible results, with many beneficiaries becoming teachers, doctors, engineers, and other professionals.
And over the years, Faweza has contributed significantly shaping the education policy and practices that have opened doors for girls across Zambia. There is no question about that. We all listen to the testimony during the documentary. But together, as a network, we challenge together quite a number of innovations. The general responsible pedagogy has already been mentioned, empowering teachers. You cannot have quality education without quality teachers. And therefore, we need to put a lot of support in supporting our teachers if we want our learners to get quality education.
And FAWESA National Chairperson Enala Tembo Mwase added that the organization has supported thousands of vulnerable learners through scholarships, mentorship programs, and self-learning spaces, contributing to progress in gender equality and improved education outcome across the country.
The Ministry of Education deeply values the partnership with FAWESA. Together, we have worked to promote policies, including supporting young mothers to reclaim their school places, strengthen guidance and counseling in schools, and create safe and supportive learning environments. These milestones have not been achieved in isolation, but through collaboration, trust, and shared efforts. Ladies and gentlemen, FAWESA's strategies of policy influence, demonstrative interventions, capacity building, and partnership, not forgetting network, have contributed to the celebrated results of gender parity at enrollment at both primary and secondary school levels.
Malambo constituency strongman Vigo Ngoma has expressed admiration for the independent parliamentary aspirant Beth Lungu Barry FLB, describing her as a powerful force on the ground. Ngoma explains that despite not holding a ruling seat, Ms. Lungu has continued to make her presence felt strongly across the constituency. He notes that her work has been widely appreciated, with communities openly recognizing her contributions and initiatives. Ngoma emphasized that Faith Lungu's outreach, including support for schools, clinics, churches, and sporting activities, have won her recognition across Malambo East. Now, government says it has put in place mechanisms to effectively follow up on investment pledges expected from the Luapula Investment Expo 2026 to ensure that the commitments translate into tangible economic development for the province. Luapula Province Permanent Secretary, Mrs. Prudence Chinama Kangwa, said this on Friday during a stakeholder engagement meeting with the business community in Mansa, where discussions centered on preparations for the upcoming expo were held. Mrs. Kangwa says the Luapula Investment Expo 2026, which is scheduled for the 20th to the 24th of April at Kaole Stadium in Mansa, is expected to be even more impactful as the provincial administration has put in place systems to track and implement investment commitments arising from the event. She acknowledged that the inaugural Luapula Expo held in 2017, which attracted over 400 million kwacha in investment pledges, was largely successful but faced challenges in effectively following up on the commitments that were met. Government has given 14 hectares of land in Lusaka to the common market for Eastern and Southern Africa, COMESA. The land located near the National Heart Hospital on the way to Kenneth Kaunda International Airport is meant for the construction of COMESA headquarters. Speaking during the handover, Ministry of Transport and Logistics Permanent Secretary Frederick Mwalusaka says government looks forward to construction works taking off. He says the government will give the necessary support to facilitate for all processes. And receiving the land, COMESA Secretary General Ms. Chileshe Kapwepwe says the land is enough to cater for COMESA office buildings, hotels and conference facilities, among others. Water supply to several parts of Undola have been disrupted following the vandalism of critical infrastructure belonging to Kafuu Water and Sanitation Company Limited in Misundu area. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Colin Zinzovu has condemned the incident, revealing that an electric transformer powering three company-operated boreholes was vandalized in the early hours of the day, affecting water distribution to the northern parts of the city. The disruption has resulted in erratic water supply in a number of affected communities, including Mitengo, Dollar Hill, Twapia, Hillcrest, Kansenshi, North Rise, Nkwazi, Chifubu and Pamozi townships. The Zambia Police Service has since launched investigations into the growing cases of vandalism targeting essential water supply infrastructures. We now take a break.